Jesus of Nazareth spent years as a carpenter and only hours nailed to a cross. But those hours on the cross were so important that nails, noted in connection with Christ, remind us not of Nazareth's workbench, but of Calvary's cross. They nailed Jesus to the cross. His enemies had demanded it, and Pilate gave in. But he wasn't happy about it. That's why on the placard of crimes nailed above Jesus' head, the Roman governor had them write a contemptuous King of the Jews. Unknown to Pilate, Jesus went willingly to his cross, not because he was guilty of anything, but because we were guilty of everything. And the Son of God willingly took our punishment from God. For while Pilate was nailing up his sign above Jesus' head, God was nailing up the complete record of all our crimes against him, so that it could be later written, "He has forgiven you all your sins." Christ has utterly wiped out the damning evidence of broken laws and commandments which always hung over our heads, and has completely annulled it by nailing it over his own head on the cross.